Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gott, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gott providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gott's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
All right, welcome into another edition of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. And I love what Mike Ryan has done here and Stanzik, where they put all of our podcasts, me, Mina, Sarah, Lebatard, Southbeat Sessions, all of it, into one neat little file and folder for you, Lebatard and Friends. That way you don't have to search for all the different podcast. It is a one-stop shop for everything that is Lebatard and Friends. And last week was about as good as we're going to do. Stanzik, you noticed what we did there. We took the Lebatard and Friends podcast. It was sitting outside the 30s when we dropped our new episode last week with Hank Azaria and the Golics, which everyone, universal applause for that one, which is rare in our industry. And we jumped all the way up to number one. You noticed that, right?
Well, we didn't necessarily jump up to number one. The Lebatard and Friends network jumped up to number one on our backs.
Yes, but exactly. The way Mike Ryan phrased it to both of us, and I think we were pleased with this, is at the time we were ranked, Stupidity was ranked 32nd, Lebatard and Friends was ranked number 2. So he said, the way I view it is, Stupidity is number 2 and number 32, and what I told you was 32 plus 2 equals 1.
That's good math by me, so yes.
Yeah, you like that. All right, so thank you to everyone who is supporting this thing and supporting Lebatard and Friends. We have a fun episode coming up. I used to do a show called Weekend Observations, and we are going to bring the cast back from that show. Now, we did it on the weekends here on ESPN Radio. It was Sundays from 7 to 9. It was completely disorganized. Sometimes some of the hosts did not show up for the show. And I think we encapsulate exactly what that show was all about in this upcoming episode. I want you to download, rate, subscribe, unsubscribe, review, do all that good stuff. Again, subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. We're going to bring on the cast from Weekend Observations. It was myself. It was Mike Golic Jr., who you hear now every morning with Golic and Wingo. He used this as a stepping stone to bigger and better things that he should have. Mikey A was our producer. He has used this as a platform to get him to nowhere. And Mikey C, he used it as a platform to actually have less responsibility to ESPN than he had before he started doing the show. So it is me, Mike Golic Jr., Mikey A, and Mikey C. Weekend Observations. Enjoy. Stupidity! Are we rolling right now?
Of course.
Okay. I mean, are we just f***ing starting this thing? Is this the way we're starting this thing? Because it'd be the perfect way to start this thing, sloppily.
I mean, we don't have Mikey C, so I guess.
What do you mean we don't have Mikey
C? He's not here. No one's heard from him.
He's the star of the f***ing show. I did this whole thing. Listen, Golic doesn't need any more platforms. He's got a million of them. I don't know what Mikey A is up to, but Mikey C is the one who most desperately wanted to do this, and he's not f***ing here?
That's correct.
I'm going to call him.
Stu Gott, to your point, Mikey C used to come up to me in the hallways around here in Bristol all the time and show me tweets. Gojo, look at this. The people, they keep asking, when's Weekend Observations coming back? They want the smoke break. And I would lie to him and I'd say, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, be back in 3 months or whatever, knowing full well I didn't believe that. And now we're finally here on the day. And, of course, he shits the bed this openly. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to call this motherfucker. I'm serious. Hold up. Hey, Mikey.
Yo.
We're supposed to be doing a f***ing podcast right now.
Wednesday.
No. Oh, my God.
I mean,
Mikey C, Tuesday. You were on the emails yesterday, were you not?
I'm off work, though.
What are you doing? Are you smoking?
The subject of the email was tomorrow.
This is my weekend.
The subject of the email was tomorrow, Gojo just pointed out to me.
I texted you and said tomorrow.
I texted you the other day.
yesterday.
Do me a favor.
Text.
Stanzik, listen, I have everyone in my headsets right now. Stanzik, Mikey A., Golic, I have Stosh, I have Field Yates. I mean, I got everyone in my headsets right now. They're all asking me, go check the text that Stanzik sent you yesterday. Go check the text. All right, thank you. I love you, by the way. This is from Dan Stanzik, our producer of Stupidity.
12:09 p.m. yesterday.
12:09 p.m. yesterday.
All right. I can read it.
Verbatim.
Says, hi, guys.
Hey, guys. You're 0-for-1. The first word you got wrong.
Observation reunion tomorrow, 2:45-ish.
Right.
What'd you say?
Who was the first person to respond?
Well, the problem was, I think I probably checked that this morning.
Yo, you responded yesterday.
Mikey, you were the first one to respond.
Yeah.
Wait, am I on this group text?
Yes, you are. You are.
Oh, hold on. Let me get to it. Hold up.
Oh, I mean, the lies. The first word out of his mouth was a lie.
We're all looking at it.
Yeah, he just said, I'm not on it either. Hey, guys, all good for Weekend Observations Reunion tomorrow, 2:45. Mikey C., first one. Worked for me.
He responded 2 minutes after Stanzik. Stanzik was at 12:09 p.m. Mikey C. responded at 12:11.
Yeah. Well, you realize today that today meant tomorrow? Is that what you just f***ing told me? Wait, not only, you're the only one who responded twice.
No, I'm supposed to have a lot of talking, too.
You said...
He's running out of airtime.
You said, awesome, I'll make sure my voice is ready.
Job on that. So, guys, ask him if he had a smoke break ready.
Did you have a... Mikey C., I'm serious here. Did you have a smoke break ready?
I was supposed to take Van Pelt tonight.
Oh, he's going to get Van Pelt tonight.
No chance.
No way.
You're off. So let me get this straight. You weren't going to come in to do this, but at midnight tonight, you were going to come in on your off day to smoke a cigarette by a dumpster with Scott Van Pelt? Yeah. I mean,
even he doesn't believe it.
It's all unraveling, Mikey C.
It is. No.
Hold up a second. What do we do?
We'll get you next year, Mikey.
Stanzik said this is a yearly event here, and you missed out. We'll get you next year. Listen, unless Golic Jr., out of the kindness of his heart, because Lord knows he's been there since 5 in the morning, unless he wants to do this tomorrow. Otherwise, you're out.
I can't decide what's better and funnier at this point.
Man.
If we allow Mikey C. to come back, knowing full well he's not going to do the smoke break by tomorrow, or we just give all his airtime to Mike A.
You know what? It's a great question. Mikey C., call in right now. Just call in. We all need to talk to you. And Van Pelt, last minute, like he's going to... Have you asked Scott Van Pelt yet?
Well, he hasn't responded.
All right, Stanzik's
calling you.
He's
going to get in the parking lot when he's leaving SportsCenter.
He's going to ambush him like he's be behind the car.
He's tapping his cigarettes.
At 2 in the morning. Are you kidding me?
The web of lies.
Oh, my. I mean, we taught him well, Mike.
I need answers because this was agreed to when I was out for 2 weeks. And when I came back, his idea was to get rid of me, to cut me out, to have more airtime.
Oh, I asked him to reach out to you. He didn't?
So he didn't. And then what he does is I'm back and I'm talking to him, and he goes, so, I tried to cut you out. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, I tried to cut you out of the Weekend Observations Reunion podcast. And I was like, we're having one of those? And then he realizes that he let me know then.
Oh, my God.
So he cut you out and actually ended up being the one to let you back in.
Exactly. If he didn't say anything, I'm not here right now.
It's good to know, Mike, that nothing has changed with this show. Not a single thing.
It is amazing. I mean, Stukats, we last were on air probably a year and a half ago at this point. It was right after the Super Bowl when it was in Minnesota. So it was a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And none of us have gotten any more competent, and Mikey C. has not gotten any less devious or shitty.
We are exactly what we were when we left each other. And yet somehow this creature is a
he just continued his downward trend.
And he's with us again. Mikey C. on the phone.
All right, Mikey, listen. What are you doing
with your life?
Right now, I'm like chain smoking right now because I can't believe I did this.
Because you're upset?
Yes. I'm like shaking. I'm like, I was so excited to do this.
I'd like to just set the scene. We did a show once called Weekend Observations. It was very successful. Everyone loved it. We loved doing it, but the problem was it was Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, right? We all agree? Sunday morning, 7 o'clock?
Wasn't a great time.
Wait a second. What is this? We all agree. I'm still doing that shift, and so is Mikey C.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, me and Golic have moved on to greener pastures.
You want to know my favorite part of all of this is?
What?
Is that Mikey C thought we were going to factor in his off days, which are Monday and Tuesday, to
amazing.
Work around his schedule to make this podcast with your name on it work.
It's me, and I'm insulted, but I shouldn't be because I should know this creature. What's even... Stanzik, I would put that... Guys, if we had a medal stand of the most amazing things that have happened thus far today, I would put Stanzik's on the silver medal. I have no idea what bronze is. But the gold medal is Mikey C. thinking he's strolling into SportsCenter at night and asking Scott Van Pelt at 2 a.m. to have a fucking cigarette by a dumpster on the Bristol campus. And that's gold medal.
I am envisioning, Stugatz, Mikey C. popping out from behind a car or a dumpster, packing a pack of cigarettes, and Scott Van Pelt, knee-jerk reaction, macing Mikey. Like, he's so caught off guard, and he's got his can of mace, and he just maces the ever-loving shit out of Mikey.
I just hope he's in a trench coat.
No, he just hasn't responded.
and here's what's going to happen, Mikey A. Who's going to end up asking Scott Van Pelt to do this?
Oh, wait a minute. I just got a response.
No,
okay,
you didn't.
I'm around.
Who's
no,
this?
No way.
He's lying.
No way.
He's lying.
Swear to God.
Screenshot it.
To God.
Screenshot it right now. Send it to all of us. Mike, who would have had to ask? Mike, if Van Pelt doesn't respond, who would have? It would have been me, right?
100%.
Yeah.
You're the only one here that Scott Van Pelt would respond to.
Mike, he wouldn't respond to you?
No, Scott Van Pelt doesn't know who I am.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he knows who you are.
He would have just done a smoke break with Louise.
Right.
Hang on, Mikey, did you just ask if you should text Scott and say, I don't need you anymore?
You've never needed him more. I mean,
he's the only thing you need right now. He is your lifeline.
Yes.
Mikey, you're done unless you get a smoke break with Scott Van Pelt.
Let's negotiate right now. Hold on, because this is interesting. All right. We cannot do the show without smoke breaks. And I am suggesting perhaps here that maybe we reconvene tomorrow. This will be part of it, reconvening tomorrow if Mikey C. can indeed get Scott Van Pelt. But he has to show us proof that he's getting Scott Van Pelt.
All right. Well, who do I text it to? Stanzik?
All of
you
us.
You guys all trust Stanzik.
All of,
no, all, right,
all
yeah,
of
text.
Us, asshole.
I want it time-stamped.
I want to see Scott Van Pelt's number, too, to verify it's from him.
Yeah. I feel terrible.
It's actually a direct message. It's a DM from
the DM. Oh, my did God. It on Twitter?
Yeah. Well, because I wrote him a very long question. You know, it was very long. I didn't want to send it as a text.
Hey, Scott, are you in this week?
Mm-hmm.
If so, I wanted to ask if I could stop by tomorrow night, Tuesday. Okay.
Tuesday.
He knows what tomorrow is. Well, look at that.
I'd do a smoke break with you. It's a 3-minute interview while I smoke a cigarette. It's a Stugatz invention, and I'm going to be joining him and Mike Golic Jr. Once a month on the podcast now, Mike. Once a month.
Wow.
This is now a monthly occurrence, which is supposedly doing very well.
Yes.
I mean, we're ahead of Oprah for 3 days.
Like it's worth his time.
So if you got 5 minutes tomorrow night, I could stop by at any time. Just let me know when you think is best. Hope things are going well. Outsider.
No, he didn't.
He wrote, Van Pelt, to Mike's credit, wrote back, okay, I'm around. What time?
Yeah.
So now we got
right. God, I'm out of breath. Hold on.
He's out of breath
and,
from smoking.
Smoking damages the lungs, Mike.
No, he's out of breath from being awake.
I mean, it's so true. He woke me up from a dead sleep, too.
For those of you who think this wasn't the show when we were actually doing it live and professionally, you're wrong. This was the show.
So, Stugatz, what do we want to do about this now? I like the idea that Stanzik said of holding Mikey C's airtime hostage by means of this Scott Van Pelt smoke break tonight.
Okay.
Meaning, if he doesn't get the smoke break done tonight, he can't appear on this podcast or on the next time we do Weekend Observations a year from now.
Here's what I am saying. Okay. Mikey A, can you do it again tomorrow?
Listen, I go where the star tells me to when Mikey C says tomorrow. So.
Okay, that a boy. here is all I can promise here, okay? It's the only thing I can promise. I will leave at 12:54 on the nose and be at this seat at 2 o'clock. That's what I can promise, barring traffic.
All right, so 3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 o'clock, got it.
Now, I will be here at 2. I am done.
Gotcha, 3 o'clock. So I will be here at 2, hanging out with Stanzik and Mike A for an hour while we wait for Stugatz to dial in at 3 and then Mikey C to mysteriously vanish again in shame because he has failed to secure Scott Van Pelt on the smoke break tonight.
If you don't see me, then you know something went wrong with Van Pelt, and just go on without me, guys.
I think we should demand more, though. I think there should be a second smoke break. Are we biting off more than we can chew?
Oh, we're for sure.
I've gone through it, yeah. I've gone through everybody.
No, you haven't.
Talk about it.
Mikey, all I know is you had like 3 weeks to prepare for this, and the first day you got a text from Stugatz, you came to my desk and you were like, you know, we're doing the podcast. I got to get some smoke breaks. Like, how many should I get? I told you to get as many as you can, and you have zero.
Listen,
nobody's been more excited about this than me, guys.
Say that, but you haven't done anything.
No one's been more excited, but you haven't done anything, and you didn't show up.
All right, so Mikey, yeah, you're good for tomorrow.
3 o'clock.
Golic, you good for tomorrow?
You got it.
I'll be here too, regardless.
All right. Honestly, thank you, guys.
Mikey C, no. Hold on a second. All right, you're going to get a second smoke break. Who do we need to text? Who, guys? Any suggestions for an additional smoke break?
If Will Kane is here tomorrow, yes. I want Will Kane.
100%.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay, Will Kane.
He's here today. He might be in New York tomorrow. I don't know.
So, Mikey, you have listen to me.
You can get here for six and catch him after the show.
Mikey, I'll tell you what. I am going to walk over because Will Kane is doing his show right now. I am going to wait until their next break. I'm going to walk in there, and I'm going to ask Will Kane on your behalf. I'm going to say, Will, tomorrow, if you are in Bristol, will you do this smoke break interview with Mikey C? And if he says yes, I'm going to text you a time to do this. And if you don't show up, lifetime ban.
Ooh. If you text me that he's not going to be in, but he'll do it today, I'll come in today.
All right.
I'll take it even a step further.
All right.
Attaboy. So you'll have a cigarette with Will Kane today. Feel free to have two.
I bet Will smokes, too. You guys think? You see that?
Undercover, yeah.
Yeah, I bet he rips some heaters.
But it's some sort of, like, cowboy brand that, you know, we don't know about.
Yeah. Or he has to put a cowboy hat on every time he lights one up. Who else, just based on physical appearance, who else looks like they just chain smoke in that place?
Linda Cohen?
Just based on physical
Does she still work here?
Linda Cohen.
I think she does that NHL ESPN Plus.
Oh, so she doesn't. Okay.
Anyone else?
Kellerman?
Trey Wingo.
Trey Wingo does look like he chain smokes.
Yeah, 100%.
Cigars on the golf course. Weed.
Linda Cohen, though, is fantastic. All right, Mikey C, here's the deal. You're going to get Will Kane.
Golic is going to text me about Will Kane.
And you're going to go in tonight and do smoke break with Scott Van Pelt. Okay.
Yeah, I'll have two for you tomorrow.
If you don't have both of those done, you are banned for life, okay?
Oh, all right. Or at least until I get them done.
No, for life. You have inconvenienced everyone today. I mean, everybody.
All right.
Mikey, we should be done with the podcast by now.
Yes. Yep. But,
because of you, we theoretically haven't even started.
I'm waiting on you guys now.
Now you're waiting on us?
How dare you?
Unbelievable.
All right, listen, Mike, let's get him out of here. Yeah, let's just get him out of here. Go. Mikey, we'll keep you posted on Will Kim.
Can't wait. See you guys tomorrow.
All right, Jojo, you secure Will, and I'm certain I'll end up securing Scott Van Pelt.
Sounds good. He's in break. Let's go get him. See ya.
All right, see ya.
See you guys. Thank you.
Oh, that was classic.
Stupidity!
Guys, listen, Mother's Day's right around the corner. Do not mess it up. And I appreciate 1-800-Flowers supporting this podcast. They have supported everything that I've done since I joined ESPN. I love them. They're the absolute best. This Mother's Day, don't settle for anything less than the biggest and brightest bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers has amazing offers on beautiful Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99. With an amazing selection of sweets, treats, and bouquets, 1-800-Flowers has everything you need for Mother's Day, and she'll never guess how great of a last-minute deal you scored. It's a win-win. Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99 is an amazing offer, but you have to order today, like right now. Make sure you're locking this offer, only good while supplies last, After you've chosen your gorgeous bouquet or arrangement, simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. I've been doing this for years. Trust 1-800-Flowers to make mom feel loved. Order today from 1-800-Flowers.com to order beautiful and vibrant Mother's Day bouquets starting at just $29.99. It is very simple, guys. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, enter code STU, order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com. Make sure you use code STU. Stanzik, you know what time it is?
Yeah.
It's TISO time.
It is indeed, man. TISO time. I'm telling you, I'm wearing the watch right now. It is fantastic. TISO is the official watch of the NBA. Each one of TISO's timepieces delivers quality performance and traditional luxury. This graduation season, get the NBA fan in your life a TISO watch. The TISO Chrono XL is a great watch for those looking for a sporty chronograph with Swiss technology at an unbeatable price. Shop now at us.tisoshop.com and buy a watch today for the NBA fan in your life.
Stukats.
Alabama, it's becoming annoying.
Mike Golic Jr.
It was an ugly scene inside a hotel room by myself last night.
This is Weekend Observations.
That was yesterday's proceedings. Now we're back to present day. This is real time. Mikey C, well, he f***ed up everyone's schedule. It's no one more so than Gojo's. Gojo, you are outraged by what happened yesterday, correct?
Completely disgusted. Yeah. I've really been freezing Mikey C out today. I'm holding out. If he did not get these two smoke breaks done, and that was his payment, that was his punishment, is in order for us to come back and do this, he had to get Scott Van Pelt and Will Cain smoke breaks. And if he doesn't, I'm done with him.
All right, Mikey C, what did you do? You want to give us a preview? You don't have to tell us names. You don't have to be too descriptive, but did you get two smoke breaks done?
Well, thanks to Gojo, I did get Will Cain done today by the dumpster. I got that done.
Okay.
And last night I went to record Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
And I got on the highway to head up here.
Oh, f***.
And traffic stopped. Not moving. I'm sitting there for 5 minutes, didn't move. Sit there another 5 minutes, still haven't moved. So, you know, I'm not a religious person, unfortunately.
Right. No, your religion is smoking. Yes.
The worship of the altar of the Marlboro Man.
Yeah. Or Linda Cohen.
Praise menthol.
Well, the only times I pray usually are when I have like a kidney stone or when I, you know, I'm really in trouble. So I literally, in my car, did start praying. And sure enough, just like Moses spreading the Red Sea, all of a sudden a lane opened up, got off the highway, took the back roads, got it done.
All right. Wow. So Will Cain and Scott Van Pelt, I'm certain it was exactly like Moses parting the Red Sea. I mean,
it looked like.
Are they any good?
I think they're pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, listen, the requirements, Mikey A, have never been that, you know, whatever it is that we do, it doesn't have to be good. It just has to be done.
No, I was just hoping it was bad enough that it could be funny.
If there's anything I know about our friend Mikey C, I can trust and we can trust, it's going to be plenty bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, plenty bad or plenty good. Mikey A is right. Like, if it's, listen, occasionally he trots out a good smoke break. So, like I've always told Mikey C, 16-0 or 0-16, that's acceptable. We can work with that. 8-8, no, we don't want that.
Well, I've got some talented people this time, so it'll be good.
No, Gojo got you talented people this time. You didn't get anyone.
I say what all this turned into is Mikey just wants someone to do the booking for him. Like Mikey considers himself talent here at the network, and he sees no one on their own show has to do the booking themselves, and so he thought he was above that too.
Golic, you haven't noticed yet after a year and a half of doing the show that Stu Gotts and Mikey C just get you to do all the work.
Yeah, no, it's becoming more apparent. We are rehashing old segments from the show, and I realized all of them were just elaborate cons for Stu Gotts to basically sneak off and go to the bathroom during the show while I gave long-winded answers.
It's a great point by Mikey A. Speaking of...
Because Stu and Junior insisted on imaging, here's today's edition of Gojo.
Now, I'm perplexed by this segment because this was a staple. It was the first segment we did. Mike, you're right. It was an 18-month show. It started as a football show, and then they liked it so much, it ended up being a weekly show that we did year-round. But I am confused because Stanzik said he asked all you guys about this segment called Gojo that I wanted to do today. If we're going to do the show, let's do the show. And Stanzik said that none of you guys remembered a segment called Gojo. Michael Jr., I'll start with you. How the hell is that possible?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Stu Gotts. I've done a lot of drinking since then, and so a fair amount of things have been lost in the in-between time. Didn't render so well in email, but as soon as we brought it up in here, it was like riding a bike.
Okay, good. Mikey, yeah, you don't remember Gojo?
Of course I remember Gojo. I was just trying to get it not to be on the show because it was the only time we talked sports.
Right, okay. Well, we're not going to talk sports here with Gojo, I promise you. Mikey C., do you remember anything?
Not really. I remember yesterday.
Just happy to be here. Yeah.
We remember yesterday. We remember being mad at you yesterday. And before we get to Gojo, just quickly, Mikey C. sent me a text. We will get to Gojo in just a second here. No sports, I promise you. He sent me a text yesterday, guys. I have literally not stopped smoking since you called. I owe you one. Yeah. This was sent at about 4:27 yesterday after he blew us all off. Mikey A., how many cigarettes has Mikey C. had since 4:27 yesterday afternoon? Over under set at 17 and a half.
Oh, over. Over.
All right, let me go higher. I'm sorry. I set the number too low.
Stu,
you're right.
Stu,
there's 20 in a pack.
Stu, why don't you just have him guess the number? It's almost like one of those jelly bean counters, and we're all going to try to guess the actual number.
Okay, good. Yes, because I think any number I throw out there, we're all going to go over anyway. So, Mikey A., why don't you guess the number of cigarettes Mikey C. has had since 4:27 yesterday, where he proclaimed, I have not stopped smoking because I feel so bad.
20 in a pack. Mikey C.'s probably a two-pack a day kind of guy, but he was stressed. I'm gonna go 50 cigarettes.
Wow.
50.
I mean, I know the answer. Should I ding and buzz?
No. Okay. Hold up. All Mike right. Golic Jr., how many cigarettes? Mike?
I said 50.
50.
Yes. You're gonna do the thing where you go 51.
Price is right, dude.
I would say price is right. Well, no, that would work towards the end. I'm gonna go 35.
All right, 35. So I'll do the Price is Right thing of 51.
Mikey, what's the number?
36.
Oh, wow. How about it? And I win both showcases. Let's go.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
I had to sleep. That's the only reason why I wasn't high.
That is a...
I had to sleep.
I think you stuck in traffic is worth at least six.
He had to climb inside his iron lung and go to bed.
I always imagine that he smoked while sleeping. I mean...
I do. I was talking to my friend who's a nurse the other day, and she was horrified when I told her I wake up in the middle of the night to smoke.
Right.
That's probably a bad thing.
She was just horrified when she saw you.
I got to tell you, the smell in here, guys, it is unbearable.
There's a reason we're behind double pane soundproof glass.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know why I chose these seating arrangements, and I regret it.
Is he smoking in the studio?
It smells like it.
I got my coat in here. That's the problem. I got my smoking.
Well, it's
a problem.
There it is.
Mikey, see, any coat you have is a smoking coat.
I mean,
are there any other kind? I mean...
I used to have a smoking glove that I kept on because when I would go to bed
at
night.
Like a batting glove?
Wait, no, hold on. I want to hear more about this before we get to Gojo, because I maintain that for closet smokers that don't want their family to smoke, a smoking glove would actually be a great invention if it could prevent the smell of cigarette smoke on your body and your hands. Yeah.
And that's pretty much why I used it. I didn't like going to bed. You know, you have your hands by your face when you're sleeping sometimes and you smell the cigarette. So I used to use a smoking glove. Like from like 6 p.m. on for the rest of the night.
Right.
And boy, if I could find that glove and bring it in, you want to get a smell off of that. Jeez.
Who would want to smell off of that?
I mean, Mikey, the idea of you trying to hide your cigarette smoking from anybody.
From himself.
Yeah, from yourself. What, to Stanzik's point, Stu Gotts, I was sitting in the other room when Mikey walked in.
Yes.
I immediately got up and left. I acted like I was going to get some stuff ready for this podcast. I just could not take physically the proximity to that smell. Mikey C. is probably smelled like cigarettes, like a cigarette for the last 20 years at a minimum.
Been in this control room along, you know.
Gojo, this is going to be problematic because when we did the show on Sunday mornings, we had actual commercial breaks. There are no commercial breaks here.
What?
None.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I know.
Mikey, are you going to get withdrawal?
I'm already starting to feel it.
He's already there. Wait, so I want to know, is there a coat you have that you don't smoke in? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, there really isn't.
There isn't.
It's got to be like the glove where he's got to have one coat that he doesn't smoke in or else he's just going to smell it all the time.
If there was a nickname, if smoking was a sport, Mikey C. would be Gary Payton, huh? Bad joke! All Oh, God, that was terrible. Thank you. All right, let's get, do we have any imaging for Gojo, or is it just the Gojo sounder?
I think we hit it like 10 minutes ago.
Let me hear it again.
Because Stu and Junior insisted on imaging, here's today's edition of Gojo.
All right, we just go around the world of sports. In this case, we will not go around the world of sports. We will go around the world of Golic, and we will play some sound for Mike Golic Jr., and he will simply respond to that sound. Now, I chalked this segment up to, hey, I am trying to teach Mike Golic Jr. how to do radio. I want him to shine. That's why we created this segment. We would do it with college football and NFL games and the big sports news of the week. But Mikey, yeah, you know better. The reason I put this segment together was it was 7:05 in the morning. I was hungover and I didn't want to do any of the f***ing work.
There was a reason it was the first two segments also.
Oh yeah, we always stretch it out to two.
Yes.
Gojo, you noticed that, huh?
Took me a little longer than I'm proud of to realize I was being had. Not
the
gonna
hell
lie.
I've been had.
Oh my God. All right. So last week, Mike, I'm certain you are aware because we've discussed it. We played the Stooliewed game here on Stupidity. Hank Azaria was the host and your parents took on me and Abby in a game of Stooliewed. Your parents did very well. They were fantastic. But we have some sound for you that we would like for you to just respond to it. I'm sorry to do this to you, but we have to, because that's what Weekend Observations is all about. It's about making people uncomfortable, making one of us uncomfortable, and if that fails, then we just make fun of Mikey C.
We asked your husband to describe you in one word. What word do you think he used? This is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
Yes. Wow.
Dependable.
Oh. I'm sorry. Golic said?
Awesome. Yeah, you're damn right I did.
I'll take that over
my
answer.
Yeah, let's go home. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I mean, listen, the more I listen, the more it dawned on me that Golic only did this for sex.
Yes, exactly right.
His answers are all predicated on how much sex he's going to get.
Okay, and the problem with that is?
Nothing.
Okay.
Maybe he is the smartest of us,
too. Just let's keep it G-rated, at least through the end of the game.
Okay. Sorry, Brock.
That's all I... No. I mean, you can talk about it, but just keep your hands off each other.
Ah, okay, gotcha. There's no cameras, though.
That's true. For all we know, you guys could be naked right now.
Yeah.
Gojo!
Gojo!
Wait a minute. Stugatz, do yours again.
I only did it because I thought Stanza forgot to hit it.
I did. I want to hear Stugatz's again.
Gojo!
Gojo!
Not bad.
I think we might have to replace the Cutler imaging and go with the Stugatz imaging on this. Listen, I have been so immune to this for a couple of reasons. Number one, when you grow up the way I did, with your dad obviously on a national radio show for a while, you get kind of used to this shit. So, I used to be in the training room at Notre Dame when I was playing ball, and I'd be in there getting my ankles taped in the morning during camp, largely miserable. And my dad was famous for pulling up the porn bed music on there, talking about my mom and my dad getting it on. In front of, you know, so it's me and all of my college teammates listening to my dad talk about having sex with my mom. So I have been hollowed out and burned to the crisp in my core a long time ago with this. But then I moved back home when I first got back to Connecticut and started working here. And then I realized there's no way they're having anywhere close to as much sex as my dad is trying to lead you guys to believe, because he's asleep 90% of the time. That guy is falling asleep during more conversations with me, more during more games than he claims to watch the next day when he's on the radio, than any person on earth. So there cannot be nearly as much time for all this nudity as he wants you to believe. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Would anyone else like to comment? Mikey A, Mikey C, you hear anything there?
I don't want to touch that.
Yeah, no, I don't want to talk about it.
You don't
want to
touch
parents having sex.
You know what? I'm ready for this one, guys. I'm not scared.
Go for it.
If I'm Junior, my answer to this would be, hell yeah, my parents are good at having sex. They created me.
Oh, nice, nice.
I mean, listen, family.
Congratulations. They've got the receipts. Like, they've done it at least three times.
Yeah.
That I know of.
And listen, Mike, I mean, give your dad credit. He played the game correctly. I mean, one might say, you know, his way of playing, trying to give answers that will get him sex, one might say that's a heady play.
It is a heady play. It's better than paying for Abby to do it like you do.
It's just having your head on a swivel.
Which
By
one?
The way, I will say this.
Did you just say I pay my wife for sex?
Don't you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I will say this about your reasoning why you think your dad is lying. It only takes, in my experience, about 2 minutes a day. And
it's a fair point.
Yeah.
Hammer the under.
Well, takes me a while to get back up.
All right, let's go on to Mike hosts the draft this last week, I guess, on Twitter with Jason Fitz and Mina Kimes, Dominique Foxworth, a cast of thousands. What do you call a it's not a telecast. What do you call it, Mike? How would you classify what it is you did on Twitter?
Be a Twitter cast, so all right, to speak.
A Twitter cast in which Mina Kimes freaks out over a New York Giants pick.
This is so much worse than I imagined. And so much better. This is Josh Allen. Not
I'm telling you so.
Saquon. Whatever.
Okay, so
Daniel Jones at number six.
This is
oh
this
my
is,
God.
Go, Joe.
The darkness that overtakes our friend Mina Kimes and everyone here. We all love Mina. Mina is one of the smartest people that we have come across here. She's one of the best football analysts that we have at the network, quite frankly. When the Seahawks are on the clock, because that was for the Giants, and obviously we were all shocked by Daniel Jones, the only time during the draft I was afraid was when the Seahawks were on the clock and we managed to convince Mina that Field and I had insider information that the Seahawks were going to trade up to take Drew Lock in the draft.
Right.
Mina physically assaulted me several times in that. I was punched in the shoulder so much so that for the rest of the draft, every time the Seahawks were up, I cowered in fear. I was legitimately afraid of a woman who is maybe a fifth my size, max.
She does freak out. Stanzi, play that sound again. I want to remind everyone on the front end that this person you're about to hear from graduated from Yale University.
This is so much worse than I imagined. And so much better. This is Josh Allen. Not
I'm telling you so.
Saquon. Whatever.
Okay, so
Daniel Jones at number six.
This is Daniel.
Oh, my God.
Stu, the underrated best part is the Gojo cackle.
Yeah.
Wait for it. Right in the beginning.
Let me hear it.
So much worse than I imagined.
Right there.
I mean, we were like, you ever see those videos where people are doing magic tricks, like David Blaine goes out into the street and does magic tricks and people freak out and start running? That was me and Mina's response when Daniel Jones was drafted by the Giants. It was like we had seen magic for the first time. We were convinced it was real.
Mikey C, what's your go-to magic trick?
I got some pretty good card tricks, you know,
Make a cigarette disappear in 3 seconds. Like
make a cigarette disappear with one drag.
Yeah. Card tricks really don't go well on podcasts or radio, though, so I'll just have to wait till I see you.
Right. No, but funny does, so you could have come up with a better answer.
Okay. Well, I can make an elephant come out of my pocket.
I mean, they're getting worse.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we move on with Gojo. Here is Mike's co-host on his morning show, Golic and Wingo. I don't like that Golic Jr. Somehow your name needs to be on that show.
It kind of is.
Yeah, it is, but it's his dad's name. So how do we make it? It has to be Golic and Wingo and Gojo or something like that. Or Wingo and the Golics or something like that. What are we going to do, Mike?
Coming up in the next contract negotiation along with more money.
That a boy. I have taught you well. I am so fucking proud of you. I mean, it's unbelievable. Anyway, Trey Wingo. Well, here's Trey post-Super Bowl.
Give me a break. I don't want to hear any of that garbage. You're the worst. Just shut up. Just shut the hell up. Yeah, Jerry. We'll tell him.
Go, Joe.
What? What? Why?
I got to tell you, this was a proud moment. The Stugatz, you know this.
Yeah.
I got into this world and I came up in radio and I came up around you. We met at the Fantasy Marathon and I very quickly learned the art of the take, the idea that reaction, Stephen A. Smith is a hero of all of ours.
Yep.
This is what sells. Trey Wingo came over from TV. It's a little bit of a different world. And so 17 months into this show, we're getting around and Trey is slowly becoming a radio guy. And you see it all the time. This was when I feel like Radio Trey was born after that Super Bowl, where he just came in spitting bullets in defense of the sport that he loves. It was really, it was moving for me, even though I completely disagree with him.
I totally understand. And then Radio Trey proceeded to take 2 months off because he's tired after the football season.
Yeah, listen, they don't call it Golic or Wingo for a reason.
Wow, there was uncomfortable silence there. Stupidity!
my mic broke up. I don't know what happened.
Stupidity!
Hiring used to be hard. It really used to be difficult. It did. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. That's it. One place and one place only. How about that? ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's S-T-U-P-O-D. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. No, they don't. They're not even close to being done there. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. How about that? 4 out of 5. Stanzik, I'm not certain my math is correct, but 4 out of 5, I think, is 67%, right?
80%,
like I said, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. Again, that's S-T-U-P-O-D. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Stupidity!
Well, that leads us into smoke break because, I mean, Lord knows, how long have we been talking for, Gullick?
Too long already to not have gotten to the smoke break yet.
You're 100% correct. And too long for Mikey C to not have a cigarette. So when we did weekend observations every week, Mikey C, and it wasn't every week. It was kind of just whenever Mikey C felt like getting to it. But Mikey C would go out to a dumpster on the Bristol campus, and he would smoke a cigarette, and he would interview someone from ESPN. I think we only had one person, Gojo, that was a recurring guest on Smoke Break. Do you remember who that person was? Because I can't remember for the life of me.
It was John Ryder, who is one of our SportsCenter update anchors around here. Yes. And we have been waiting for now almost a year for the Triple Crown, the end of the John Ryder trilogy that we still haven't gotten to.
Yes.
So
yes. And so with that said, so Mikey C used to do this every week or when he felt like doing it. So Mikey C would go out to the dumpster, Bristol campus, very sad place, but it's where Mikey C spends most of his time smoking cigarettes when he's supposed to be working. So Mikey C, who was the first guest this week on Smoke Break?
This week, I got a big name for you. Midnight Sports Center anchor, Scott Van Pelt. Took him out by the dumpster late at night, and this is what it sounds like.
Very exciting.
And now, it's time for a smoke break with Mikey C.
I'm nervous to invite you.
Don't blame you.
Welcome to a new edition of Smoke Break. This is a late night edition of Smoke Break with Mikey C. And the reason why we're doing Smoke Break after dark tonight is because I'm being joined by none other than the host of the Midnight Sports Center, Scott Van Pelt. How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm good. Outsider, how are things?
I'm good. For those who don't remember, we used to do a really popular sport or radio show.
Yeah, we did. We did. And you became kind of a cult figure. Everybody had nicknames except you, and then you made it clear to us that you kind of felt slighted, and that was totally justifiable. That was our fault.
I didn't know if you guys liked me or not.
Well, everyone likes you. And then we decided we didn't like you, we loved you, and then we made you famous. And now Stugatz and company are making you even more famous. Like, I think you still have cult status, though. Like, the key thing is you want to be famous, but not be, like, so famous that you get mobbed when you go, like, to international airports and things like that.
Like, is that, like, where you're at?
No.
You don't get mobbed?
No, I don't get mobbed. I don't blend in well because I'm too tall, you know, and I'm bald and, like, you know, I stick out. But you still, like, that's my point. Like, you can still slap on a hat, you know, in between DJing gigs and things like that, and you can show up and still be you. Have a smoke. No one's gonna bother you.
Yeah, now the DJing days are over. Once I hit 40, boy. Oh, geez. Now it's just a cigarette and Red Bulls.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, 40 hit hard, right? 30s, I was still kicking butt. 40, though, is different.
Yeah, but you know what? You gotta, like, the whole thing with age is totally, it's out the window. No one cares anymore. Just do your thing. And no one cares. Just whatever you're into.
Well, speaking of, I got to mention Tiger Woods and the Masters. And I'll tell you what struck me the most. I won't burn you, don't worry. What struck me the most. I have to ask. The guys want to know, if you did smoke, what kind of cigarettes would you smoke?
Back when I used to go to Vegas and it would get late, I would definitely smoke Marlboro Lights.
Okay.
Marlboro Lights I would smoke. And
my
then,
guy.
And then I would chain smoke, and then I'd wake up in the morning, and it felt like a hippopotamus had sat on my chest. Like the pain that I would feel in my chest. And then I would be like, did I smoke a lot last night? And they're like an entire pack. I'm like, that's bad, because I don't smoke. Yeah. But then I would chain smoke, because it was, you know, Vegas and things would get sideways.
Yeah. When in Rome.
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, like, you'd smoke whatever. Like a Camel, fine, whatever. Yeah, what do you got? But, yeah, like, if the Marlboro Lights are the ones in the gold box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you got?
Mm-hmm.
Give me
what, you want?
Yeah. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, that's the one. Those are them. Those are them. Those are the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Any port in a storm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Marlboro Lights, that was the flavor, for sure.
All right. So, yeah, I was saying about Tiger, though. What hit me?
Smooth segue from Marlboro Lights to Tiger. Yes, go ahead.
Well, what struck me about it, like, when I saw him win and everything, I felt young again. Didn't it make you kind of feel like you were young again, like back in the day?
Yeah, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Like, nostalgia, yes. But I was there 22 years ago.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell it is. Yeah. I was there when he hugged, 22, when he hugged his dad, 97, and now he's hugging his kids, and he's got a bald spot and a fused back. So, like, I get the nostalgia play, for sure, but it also makes you realize how much time has passed when it's been 22 years since he won in 97, and now, like, a lot's gone on, a lot has happened in his life, and I'll say this, like, one serious thing, like, I said this with Stugatz and Levitard when I was on with them that Monday. Mm. I've never heard Augusta like that. It was really, really incredible. Just because people wanted to see it, and then it happened, and it was amazing.
If you gave me $1 million for every cigarette butt I found on the course of Augusta, how much money would I have at the end of it?
$0. That's like
really?
That's a running thing with the caddies. Like, it's like the caddies will have like Augusta bingo. It's like 500 for a cigarette butt, $1,000 for a weed, 500 for a squirrel. Like, there's none of those. There's no squirrels. There's no cigarette butts. There's no, like, everything is in its right place. Little Radiohead for the people. There's no cigarette butts. If you tried to walk in Augusta National, they just take one look at you and go, no.
I'm not getting in?
No. Two earrings. Yeah. Got that hat on. You got those Marlboro Lights. You got the look of a ruffian. No. You'd be good. Stugatz just wants me to. He keeps asking me to get him on the golf course. Like, that's his thing. And he is quite serious that he wants me to just get him on Augusta National. Like, I just make a phone call. Like, it's Rockledge down in West Hartford. Right, yeah. Hey, can I get Stugatz in for like 10:30? No. How about 11? 11? How's that look?
He's going to keep trying, though.
Oh, no. Look, I appreciate it. The man's relentless. Yeah. He's like a hyena, which that's good. That's how you got to be in this life.
That's how you get in.
I agree.
Well.
He's really smoking a cigarette. Like, that's what you're really doing.
That's my cutoff.
I understand.
All right.
That's how we know when it's time
when
to go.
When it's time to done, when we're getting
down.
We
still got stuff. What else you got?
That's all I got.
We're out?
We're out. We're done.
You're out of bullets? Mike, you see, my man. Outsider.
All right.
Follow him on Twitter.
At Outsider Mike. Scott, thank you so much for doing this with me.
Great to see you, pal.
Oh, God, I miss it so much. So much to dissect there.
First off, the tap of the dumpster, that will never cease to be funny to me, ever, ever.
You want to talk about a nostalgia play? The tap of that dumpster was me watching Tiger Woods hug his child.
Yes, it felt exactly the same way.
I teared up a little bit. I thought about where I was the last time he tapped that historic dumpster. It just felt right.
Right. And Mike, and how'd you feel about this? Because I think we all, I'm pretty certain we all laughed at this when Mikey C is, he's acting like he did a radio show with Scott Van Pelt.
We did a radio show.
No, Russillo and Van Pelt did a radio show.
Oh, that guy. He was there.
He joined us on occasion.
But you noticed that, Gojo, right? We did a radio show together.
Oh, he sneaks that in real nonchalantly. Mikey C does that the way that Kobe Bryant sneaks his career in with Jordan and LeBron James. He goes, we need to respect everyone's career. LeBron's championships, Jordan's championships, my championships.
I don't think Kobe Bryant's ever been more insulted than what you just said. Like, you essentially made Van Pelt Jordan, Russillo LeBron, and Kobe Bryant, Mikey C.
Let me tell you what, the only person more insulted than Kobe is Mikey C because he thinks he's Jordan.
We kind of did pave the way for, like, you know, the Levitard show and stuff like that. The whole talking to, like, the producers and everything.
Oh,
and
my
being
God.
Fun.
It'd never been done before that.
Yes, we were the first to do it.
We.
Are you saying that they were the first to speak to a producer?
The producer to be funny, maybe.
They weren't the first to do their jobs that way. Mikey C was the first job to do his job producer. Well enough.
Yeah. the DJ days. How much would you guys pay to see Mikey C in the DJ days? I mean, are you kidding me? Your name?
The Mikey C set at Lollapalooza would be.
Oh, my God, yeah.
DJ Mikey C?
It was DJ Mikey C?
Real creative.
Man. All right, Mikey, yeah, you want to change that? Like, we have to do better than that. Man. Like, DJ Mikey.
DJ Marlboro Light.
It's got to be
DJ Cigarette Butt.
It's got to be. DJ Mikey's, Double Pack.
DJ Mikey CD's Nuts.
DJ Heater.
Oh, I like DJ Heater.
DJ Heater's good. DJ Heater is good.
By the way, did you catch in there how he goes, yeah, no, you know, ever since I hit 40, it's all Red Bulls and cigarettes. Like, that's the norm for everybody when they hit 40. Well, I guess I got to give up this life and start my cigarettes and Red Bulls.
This was the guy who was telling us before that his body just doesn't absorb water the way everyone else's does.
You're right. I also love the line, when in Rome. I mean, a dumpster in Bristol, Connecticut is your Rome. Anywhere is your Rome.
If Van Pelt was talking about Vegas, he easily could have said, like, yeah, when in Vegas. Just dropped the when in Rome.
When in Rome.
Yeah, by the way, the past 2 days, Mikey A has been saying how Mikey C is this, like, Stugatz before Stugatz, and I never really got it until I heard him bring up Tiger, then go to the Marlboro Lights,
yes,
and then get back to Tiger, if everybody was still hanging on that first point. You do that all the time.
I do that all the time. If only Mikey C could have parlayed this into the same kind of success I have.
Someday, hopefully.
Well, by the way, did
someday? You're like 50, man.
I'm like right at the brink, though. I'm like right there.
You're right there. You're right teetering.
I'm on the damn Libertard and Friends podcast network now. It's like the next step.
What do you mean now? I mean, it's a one-time appearance.
Once a year.
I can't wait. Than most people could say.
I can't wait until the link for this podcast comes out and Mikey C says, check out my podcast the Dan Lebitard Friends Network.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Golic, I texted you right after the first episode came out and we were number one on Apple, like not Sports and Rec, everywhere. And I had Oprah, and I texted you the second that happened. Mikey C texted me because he wanted to be a part of the popular thing, and he texted me, hey, so next week I'm going to be on Stupidity.
He's booking himself.
I know. It's fucking real.
Oh,
man.
Dear God.
Oh, I love you.
I need a cigarette.
I know. Jeez, that was good. Mikey C, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about your performance there with Scott Van Pelt? I mean, Scott Van Pelt carried you, but that's what it's supposed to be, right?
Well, he's a pro. You know, I knew it'd be easy sledding, so.
Did you burn him?
He had a nice silk suit on, and like I said, it was dark. It was like 9 o'clock at night, and it was pitch black by the dumpster there.
That was the underrated part where he has to remind him, I'm not going to burn you.
He's not going to waste that cigarette.
Yeah, it's almost like
burning your flesh.
What someone would say to a source, I'm not going to burn you. I'll protect you. Yeah, he literally meant I won't burn you with this cigarette.
By the way, Scott definitely forgot who he was talking to during that Tiger Woods answer, right? Because he started actually talking sports.
Oh, yeah.
And then probably was like looking out and into the darkness and then looked back and was like, oh.
Mikey C probably exhaled smoke into his face and then he was transported back to the dumpster in Bristol.
Do you think Scott questioned at all? I mean, this is Scott Van Pelt, right? Like Q score, this is it. This is the best we have at ESPN. It's him and Stephen A. Smith. Do you think at any point during that 5-minute conversation he had questioned his decision to do it?
No, he wanted to keep going.
But I think he was trying to be nice. I think he was questioning why the he's sitting out of the dumpster with Mikey C at midnight having a cigarette.
I think we're all questioning why we're sitting with Mikey C anywhere.
That's a good point. Stupidity! Speaking of one in Rome, that smoke break was so good. Gojo, I'm feeling like, listen, we did this podcast. It's all about Mikey C. The whole show eventually became all about Mikey C, right, Gojo?
100%. When you weren't pushing work off onto me during the Gojo segment, we were pushing it off onto Mikey C together in smoke break, which he was more than happy to do.
Let me just say, like, I was the third producer for Weekend Observations. There was two before me. And Mikey C is not what you'd call a hard worker. But when I came in my first day, he made sure, he goes, you know there's something called smoke break, right? You know I get, like, it's the last segment.
A franchise.
Like, he just made sure that whatever vision I had for the show, Smoke Break was going to be a part of it.
Mikey sees like a kid having that first conversation with his new stepdad. Like, yeah. Let's let you know how things are going to go around here, all right?
Listen, Santa spends big at Christmas. You feel me?
Mike Olick, before we get to the second Smoke Break, do you remember the episode where we decided, because Mikey C would direct message me during the show, which was weird considering all he had to do was push a button and talk to me. Do you hear that phlegm bomb, by the way?
Yeah,
there it is. Right there. Wow.
Right into the mic.
So, you know, we told Mikey C, just DM me a stream of consciousness, not just during the show, just during the week, you know? I thought that would end when the show ended.
You never turned it off.
Oh, no.
Would you like me to go through some of Mikey C's DMs to me?
Oh, going, please, God.
Going back to, let me see when these go back to. This goes back. All right, I'm going to go back to May 23rd of 2018. Was Dan nervous during the Knoxville interview or what? Jeez, the guy chokes when he has an actor on.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'll stand by that. Levitar, you guys bring up, whenever you guys have anyone from Hollywood, I don't know what Dan does, but he just bombs the interviews.
He's pretty good at that, Mike. I mean,
he's a man who stared down Rob Manfred. Yes. Johnny Knoxville had him on his, had him shaking.
Yeah, ooh. That whole interview thing, he's pretty good at it, like either good or bad, as long as, Mikey, again, 16-0, 0-16, 0-8-8. That's what we're going for.
Mikey, Levitard's got a podcast and a TV show on his interviewing skills.
The art of conversation.
The art of conversation. Mikey C's doing interviews by a dumpster and firing shots. God, I love you, Mikey.
Oh, you are the best. All right, this is going back to June 11 of 2018. I have no idea what he's talking about here. Bring me on to talk about something, anything. I can talk NOCO Summit if you want. What?
I mean, that is Mikey, like, drunk late night or in the middle of the day whenever he's drunk, just firing off. He needs something at this point. That's the Mikey C you up text of content.
I will remind all of you guys and the audience that this is a one-way conversation. I've never responded to Mikey C via direct message. Nope. All right, here we go. Just quickly, we'll get to the second smoke break. You guys are the kings of taking a not-so-funny skit to the complete limit.
Oh, gosh. You guys really do kill a skit sometimes.
Go on.
My smoke God. Hold on. My God. Nobody interviews actors worse than Levitar.
Yep.
Again, we got that.
Oh, my God. That's a different one.
Yes. Yeah, a totally separate one, yes.
He's ruined a couple. I know Benicio del Toro. I mean, how do you have a bad interview with him?
You and Dan should take another 2 weeks off. Your listeners have loved hearing Mikey C on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There it goes.
Yep, here we go. God, this show is awful. I mean, Roy's mumbling. Poor Mike is about to have a heat stroke. I mean, you're great.
This has been right when he announced the stupidity.
Oh, my God. Hearing about this stupid golf match is like sitting through a fantasy football draft of peewee players.
Oh, I remember that one because you guys, you and the shipping container were all going to play golf and it was just like, oh, I really want to hear how like Chris Cody hits his driver.
Right. Yet, if you were invited to that golf outing, it's all we would have been talking about, right?
Yeah, that would have been a great segment.
Bring me to talk about it.
I got to be honest, Sui is a bit overrated if you ask me.
A little bit.
Yeah, but I didn't ask you. Gojo, final one here. I'd ask what the big announcement is, but it probably doesn't involve me.
My God. Probably didn't.
Yeah, oh, wait. There's one more gem here. Hold on real quick. Dan thinks this is funny to only a handful of people. That's being generous.
Oh, my God. So we've learned a majority of these DMs are just shots at Dan.
All right. Let's get back to what you do best, which is smoking by the dumpster. All right. Set up the second smoke break. Who'd you get? It had to be Will Kane, right? That's what you promised us?
I did. Thanks to Mike Golick Jr. Being a nice guy and booking this for me. I got Will Kane to join me over by the dumpster, and this is what it sounds like.
And now, it's time for a smoke break with Mikey C.
You got it.
Got it.
Yeah, it was windy. So.
You didn't tell me these were going to be 100s.
Well, I smoke fast. Don't worry. All right. Welcome to another edition of Smoke Break with Mikey C. I'm outside by the dumpster with none other than... I'm smoking in your face. None other than the host of the Will Cain Show, Will Cain, Speaker of the Truth. I was thinking, you know, if Paul Pierce didn't have the Truth as a nickname, that would be so perfect for you.
The Truth?
The Truth, right?
He can talk about it all he wants, but I really am the one with the monopoly on it.
Exactly. You're speaking a lot more truth than he has been lately.
I always speak the truth, Mikey. Like this. What, so you going for the value pack? Is that why you go 100s?
Exactly, because they're the same price as the regular Marlboros.
Right.
But you get more cigarette if you buy the 100s.
But I'm disappointed because you've got like a white filter on there. What is that, Marlboro Light?
Marlboro Light, yeah.
I would have pictured you more for like a Reds kind of guy.
Reds guy? No.
No?
No. Well, you're from Texas. That's all they smoke out there, the Reds, huh?
Or when do you make the jump to menthol? That's what I want to know. Like, that's when you go menthol or red, that's when I feel like you've grown some hair under your arms.
Oh, really? I've got plenty of hair under my arms and on my chest, too. And I've been smoking now, God, 20 years, and it's been lights consistently from start to finish. I did the Parliaments for a little while with the recess filter.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's been the lights. I figured it's a little bit better for you now.
I had some smoking days in my past.
Did you? Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, look at you light up. Look at that. The interview just changed. You just lit up like a diamond.
Well, the guys always ask, like, oh, I wonder if he smoked, what would he smoke? You know, what kind of cigarette would he smoke? So what were you? Were you a Marlboro Red guy?
Here's how it worked. Here's the progression. Started as a teenager with Levi Garrett.
Levi, and, I haven't even heard of that.
Well, that's Chew.
Oh, okay.
And Redman. So Levi Garrett and Redman. Then into Skoll, and then just a little bit earlier than you know, I turned into a man and started dipping Copenhagen. And then when I was like, you know what, I ought to quit this, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, cigarettes started sounding good. And you know, I did, you know, it was more like a with a beer kind of thing. But it's been a while now. But yeah, it was Parliaments, and it was, and then American Spirits, because you got to be healthy.
Yeah. Were you able to do when you were dipping? Were you able to do that thing with the can where you
absolutely.
Oh, you can still do even without a can. Wow. Talented. Will Cain. All right. Well, you've got some experience of being hated.
Here's a quick segue. People hate you, so.
Good segue. If you could give the Giants' number one pick, Daniel Jones, some advice, what would it be?
Man, don't you feel bad for him? Like, I participated in that the next day, and I'm having fun with it because I like to make fun of Max Kellerman.
Yeah.
That's always fun. And Nuno, who's on my show. Yeah. But then I started realizing, this is probably pretty hard on Daniel Jones' ego. And, I don't know, embrace it? I mean, you can't ignore it.
You would probably love it if you were him.
You know, who really loves it? I mean, who really
loves it? There's some people that kind of draw from it. You don't think you could do that, maybe?
I mean... I guess I... Do I draw from it? It's something, which is better than nothing. But then you get into the thing, Mike, you see where people are going to hear that and go, oh, you just want to go out there and say something that'll make people love or hate you.
Yeah.
And I really, honestly, I swear, a moment of being real, I don't. Like, I say what I think. I'm going to say it. What you feel about it really isn't in my calculation. Sometimes in, like, a show meeting, somebody goes, there's no W in this for you. Like, you doing this, taking this position, you saying what you think of this... There's no win.
Lose,
I'm like, well, I don't care. I don't really do this for the wins and losses.
Oh, my God.
Because I take a lot of losses.
You give me goosebumps. That's great, though. Oh, hold on.
Great. That was a cigarette number.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah.
And keep telling the truth.
Okay, you keep smoking hundreds.
What was the goosebump-inducing part? I missed it.
Yeah. Is there anyone better than Will Cain? I mean, and plus... You know, he's doing his radio show with one arm tied behind his back because he doesn't have, like, a shipping container or a Mikey C.
You're just taking everybody out.
Wow. Oh, my God. He's got Cerruti. He's pretty good and everything, but he's, like, 250
backtrack,
out.
Backtrack.
Right. He's, like, 250 so, out, uphill lie, and, like, ESPN gives him a pitching wedge, and his show is still great.
Right.
Wait, do you work on this show? Am I missing something? Is this why you're pumping its tires so hard?
I think he wants to
work on the show, but...
No, you notice he said like it's missing something, and that something is Mikey C, is what he's angling for.
See, what
right?
what you got to realize is the Will Cain Show is one of the shows that talks a lot to the people behind the glass, and that's where Mikey C needs to be.
Right.
He sees TV. Nuno, he sees
getting his airtime.
You you speak fluent Mikey C, Mikey.
Yes,
A.
I do.
Very proud of you.
Yes, I do.
Wait, by the way, did you guys notice how disappointed Will was when he realized Mikey C smokes 100s?
You know what? Finding out Will Kane was a smoker, least surprising thing ever.
Yeah,
I'm with you. But the 100s was funny because he realized he was going to have to stay out there for an extra couple of minutes with Mikey C.
He got disheartened.
And then I love Mikey C trying to give the value play. Like, hey, listen, I get 100s. They're the same price as regulars. Mike, they also kill you faster.
Well, it's up to you.
It's not up to me.
Show me any research that says it does.
Yeah, are you a scientist now? Dr. Gotts?
That was just after he regionalized cigarettes. Oh, yeah, that's a Texas brand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. By the way, Will Kane smoking American spirits, again, the least surprising thing ever. Something with a Will Kane smoking something with American in it, the least surprising thing
ever. You know what
ever.
I learned there? Will Kane has a haunted past.
Yes, he does.
I don't want to make a reference that's way above the stupidity listeners, but I feel like he's kind of like the picture of Dorian Gray, where he looks great, but he's got all kinds of vices we don't know about.
I'm with you. I was thinking there was a point in Will's life where he was just smoking cigarettes and lying to everyone.
I was looking at Junior because I'm pretty sure he's the only one that got that reference.
I was going to say, Stu God, there is no chance you have any idea what a picture of Dorian Gray reference is.
No, but Mike, this is why I taught you well on radio. What you do is you're there for your teammate. I was there for Stans. It gave him, I totally agree, even though I have no idea what he's talking about, and then transitioned it into something else. I mean, Stu God School of Broadcasting.
It's Stu God School 101. My favorite part of every hit we have with Stu Gotts on Golic and Wingo is when we ask him a question he clearly was not prepared for, and so he just asked me, you know what, Mike, Trey, I want to get your guys' opinions on this, actually, and throws it right back.
Yep, ask it back. Well, I'd be interested in your opinion on that, Golic. You noticed that, huh?
It's Stu Gotts. Listen, I've spent a lot of time around you. I've learned the tricks of the trade and the school of broadcasting. I'm still waiting for my diploma years later and probably will be spending most of my life waiting on that, but the lessons are there.
Okay, you'll get it a week from never. This was delightful, guys. So delightful, it has made me think perhaps I'd like to start doing the show again. And I say that, and what I mean by that is never on a Sunday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. But I'd be open to doing the show again in some form or fashion.
As soon as the negotiations happen.
You guys in?
Stu Gotts, I am in. I will anxiously await your text or email in 6 months.
Stupidity! Get the hell out of here, guys.
Stupidity!
Man, Stanzik, that was a lot of fun for me. Like, you know me. Like, no guests, nothing, just a couple of mentions cutting it up. And you know how much I love Gojo. Stanzik, you've been in the business long enough to know that chemistry is hard to come by in this business. Mike Golic Jr. and I realized that two things. One, we had gold in Mikey C. We realized that right away. And two, Mike Golic Jr. and I had real chemistry. And that's why there's a real friendship there, a respect factor there. And I think it came through in this episode, certainly came through in our show. I hope you enjoyed that, Stanzik. That was fun.
Yeah, definitely. The chemistry is palpable. And I will say the one thing I've been most surprised by in the 10-plus years I've been working at ESPN is the rise of Mikey C.
Yes.
Never in my wildest imagination would I ever have expected him to speak on the air ever, let alone to become this weird cult sensation.
Yeah, well, listen, that's what when you have a bunch of people, myself, Mike Golic Jr., Scott Van Pelt, and Ryan Russillo doing that, I mean, it certainly helps, right?
It's amazing.
Listen, just have a little bit of character, be willing to make fun of yourself, and allow the host to show off some of your warts, and I think that's how you make it in this business, if you have no talent. Stupidity!